Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, we welcome in from Fox Sports Sun and the Miami Heat, courtside reporter and television host Jason Jackson to the Wendy's Big Show. Jason, appreciate the time, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to pick up my pace, get my act together. As well as you knocked out my resume, I'm a huge Reds fan. So, you know, we got this National League Central thing we're doing, and we just designated for assignment like our young star, and my heart hurts because baseball does this ridiculous thing with the 2 weeks and you save the year, and it's so ridiculous. But that's not what you called for. So I'm locked in. I'm ready now.
Well, hold on. Since you brought up the Reds, but you stole our pitching coach, who was beloved here in Milwaukee, Derek Johnson.
We more than stole him. I mean, we came in the night with a Mayflower van. It was ridiculous.
With a big bag of money. That's what y'all did. You came with a big bag of money, and he said, "Yes, sir, I'll follow you. Where are we going?"
Amen.
And
I'm
it just happened to be Cincinnati. No, you shouldn't be sorry about it. Hey, D. Wade coming back to Milwaukee tonight. I know there's going to be a lot of people in that building tonight to possibly see D. Wade for the last time. Now, it may end up being Bucks Heat in the playoffs in the first round. Don't know, but he obviously beloved here from his time in Marquette. Your thoughts, having covered Wade his whole career in Miami?
This has been so special, guys. It is. I was talking with the coaching staff this morning as we're standing, you know, right there in Fiserv Forum, and every media member in the world and this part of the world was there to get Dwayne's opening thoughts on wrapping up this chapter. And it's been wonderful. Like, I cringe even saying the phrase next year and what that'll mean and how different it will be, because everywhere we've gone, sea to shining sea and north of the border, it's just been this glorious roar of appreciation and love for the way that he's played this game and what he's been able to accomplish. And that in an era where everything's at your fingertips and you can be distracted, that each of these organizations in their own way have stepped up and thanked him for his contribution, even though many of those organizations wanted to beat his face in every time he was on the floor.
Right.
So that I loved about this process. Some people kind of rolled their eyes with the retirement tour. That's not what this has been. This has been an appreciation tour, and it's been fantastic to be a part of. And tonight's going to be special. What I've noticed around the NBA is that, you know, there's a lot of three jerseys and has been for years. I think we're going to see some blue and some gold three jerseys tonight. That'll be a little different.
For sure.
Than our Miami Heat array of jerseys, which I'm sure there'll be a few of those too.
You know, the thing about this, too, though, Jason, still feels like he is playing basketball at a high level.
It's phenomenal.
I mean, it's not like Dirk. I mean, you look at Dirk, you know he's
done. It hurts your body to watch Dirk do it. Yeah, no,
it does. But you look at D-Wade, it just still feels like he's got something left in the tank.
He could, in this role, as the team's top reserve, he could probably play in this role for another 5 years. But he knows. And that is what you got to respect. If you know it and you get to call that shot and they're not rolling you off the floor or your phone's not ringing because nobody wants to sign you to a contract, you have nailed the timing. And he is fully aware of where he wants to be as it pertains to family, as it pertains to business, and he's crushing it. Listen, we all, when you get a second, thank Carmelo Anthony and Chris Paul. Because I learned in coverage during All-Star Weekend, these were the guys that got in his ear and said, if not for you, play for us one more time. Because we've got to see you do this one more time in a space where you are in the second season and having some awesome love spread all over this NBA association for you. And so I thank those guys and glad that Dwayne listened.
You know, Jason, can you talk a little bit about, because there was a breakup, a split in marriage between D-Wade and Pat Riley.
I don't even know what you're referring to. What do you mean?
Yeah. How did it all come to be, and then how did they make that right again?
Yeah, let me tell you the right part, because it comes to be because of just time and pride and things that each side could probably regret and be so happy that they're on the other side of. And, you know, I think Dwayne, over a few years, felt like he had done everything that he could from a financial standpoint and a flexibility standpoint. The organization felt like they did everything they could by going out and using those opportunities to get Dwayne the players around him that would lead to the fantastic run we had for 4 years as an organization. And then when it came to the reckoning, where we all have these things in our relationships, both professional and personal, the two sides weren't seeing eye to eye, and that led to 18 months, I call it in the wilderness. I'm sure Dwayne sees it differently, but the coming together was such a beautiful story because it all centered around the passing of Henry Thomas, Dwayne's longtime agent. And Henry represented a series of Miami Heat players, Dwayne, Udonis Haslem, Chris Bosh. And so Henry was really a part of the Miami Heat family. So his passing created such pain and longing and loss. But when the principal parties all together at Henry's funeral, from heaven, that man cut one more deal. He got Pat Riley and Dwayne Wade in the same space in a vulnerable feeling, and I think that that was the launching point for his return to Miami.
Talking with Jason Jackson, Miami Heat courtside reporter, Fox Sports Sun as well. And Jason, talk about some of the younger players on this Miami Heat team that have them in that eighth seed. One guy that I really just love watching play is Justice Winslow, for sure.
Yeah, he was given the responsibility to be the primary ball handler, distributor, the starter of offense. He came into this game out of Duke 4 years ago as a high-end elite defender. Injury and typical young player growth probably got in the way of his offensive game elevating, but, man, Spo decided when Goran Dragic went down back in December, let's get this multifaceted, he likes to call him Swiss Army knife type player, at the tip of the spear and give him the keys and let's see what happens. And it was genius. It opened up Justice in so many different ways. And it wasn't going to be 20-point scoring nights, but it would be 15 to 18 along with double-digit rebounds and double-digit assists. And that's massive in this space. And unfortunately, he is dealing with a thigh injury and hasn't played the last few games. Won't play tonight. But he's been absolutely instrumental in this push of the last 12 to 20 games. Bam Adebayo has been off the charts. He started the last 12. He'll actually start tonight, even though he was injured at the end of that victory in San Antonio. And what he is again, not a guy that you necessarily count on for 20 points, but you do count on him for a boatload of rebounds, and he is a wonderful conduit through which offense runs. He is a guy that on most nights is somewhere between 4 and 6 assists from the center position, and it just gives such a different wrinkle when everybody was, I mean, absolutely gassed in San Antonio. The perimeter players were just barely getting to the finish line. All the offense ran through Bam, ran through the five, and he got them down the stretch to a victory that most probably didn't think was available on the road. So he's been fun to watch. And there'll be a high flyer tonight. Check out number 5, Derrick Jones Jr., former G League player that the Heat grabbed last year as the Suns off of their G League roster and brought him in, signed him to a full NBA deal. And again, you understand defense is first, and then the offense is always going to be attacking and downhill. And if he catches one on the fly, be careful. Be careful.
Yeah.
He will wreck the rim. And he's a part of this kind of core group along with Justice Winslow, and I still believe Hassan Whiteside in that group that has been so important. And we've pushed him to the front line basically saying, you know what, you guys are not young anymore. It's time to impact these games because of injury or age, minute restriction or the way that you're, you know, dealing with Dwayne, whatever the case may be, you guys are up front now. Go get it.
And you brought up Hassan Whiteside because that's where I wanted to go next. Like I don't quite understand like what this dude's all about. I mean, he came out of the NBA draft, didn't live up to expectations, and then kind of remade himself and became the guy that got the big contract with the Miami Heat. Now, once again here in the last couple of years, seems to be up and down with Hassan Whiteside depending on what game it is and what day of the week it is. Is it just lack of focus for him, or what is it?
I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and act like I know, and I watch him every single night. What I do know is that he's extremely important to the team's success. When he is playing at a high motor consistently on both ends of the floor, he's won of the most incredible players in the game. It just at that size, with his skills and those hands, and his ability and desire to protect at the rim, it's a continual message to make sure Hassan knows that he is a key component to the success. Now, he's in the second group now, coming back off of injury. And that first group that was doing the work when Goran and Hassan were injured, Coach Bolster's not changing that group. They've been playing extremely well. So I'm going to give Hassan credit, because a lot of guys in his position as a max guy and as the number one five would throw a fit, you know, coming back from injury, not getting your old post back. But what Spolstra's done, and I think what he's made plain to everybody and what Hassan has bought in on, is that we're already in the playoffs. The Miami Heat started playoff games 20 games ago, trying to make sure that they get into the postseason. And he's staying with the group that is hot. What it allows, though, is a crazy, uneasy, probably not so much tonight, but you'll see it in other games, an uneasy and difficult matchup when it's Dwayne Wade, Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, and Goran Dragic in that second group coming at you, all guys who have started for this team over the last couple of years.
I listen to Jason Jackson on NBA radio from time to time. Obviously, we see him on DirecTV if you got League Pass or whatever, watching the NBA. And having covered the LeBron and the Bosch and the Wade teams and all of that, and you know, going to the NBA Finals, I got a question for you, because here in Milwaukee, they win the division last night, due to the Bucks. And before you came on, we were doing the topic, you know, is it a big deal to you? And seemingly, most of the people do not care about winning the division title. They haven't won a division in this town since 2001. How big of a deal was it in Miami when they first got that first division championship with LeBron and those guys?
Yeah, it kind of had that same vibe. But that's when you're in that rarefied air, and the Bucks are there. You know, you can kind of do the shoulder shrug on some things. I would caution the fan base of stuff. When it's gone, it's terrible. So enjoy every little box you can check as you go through this process. This ball club looks like they have everything they need to battle the very best in the East, and then deal with whoever comes out of the West, which is going to be difficult. Whoever gets the nod, if it's the Warriors again or a team gets past the Warriors, you know that's a hell of a ball club that you're going to have to deal with if the Bucks are fortunate enough to get through the eastern side of the tournament. I think that for teams like Miami, when you're thinking about chief tiebreakers, when you're in that nip-and-tuck space, it's that division title that gets you the first tiebreaker when you're in a three-way tie. It's the second tiebreaker in a two-team tiebreaker. So it's important in different spaces, and I can appreciate Bucks fans not necessarily popping the champagne over it, but let's not just glaze over it like it's nothing.
Jason, appreciate the time, man, and one more final time. I really don't want to see Dwayne Wade in the NBA playoffs. I can tell you that much right now. I loved watching him at Marquette. I want to say goodbye to him tonight, have a great send-off at Fiserv Forum, and then
let
not
Toronto
have to see him in the
playoffs. With it. I got you. I feel
yeah,
you
let anybody else deal with D-Wade in the send-off tour in the playoffs, but a lot of Marquette number 3 jerseys going to be out there tonight, and we appreciate the time, as always, whenever you can carve out a couple minutes for us on the Wendy's Big Show, Jason.
A pleasure. Guys, have a good one. Enjoy the game tonight.
You too. Thank you very much. That's Jason Jackson, a television host and courtside reporter for the Miami Heat and Fox Sports Sun. Also, Sirius NBA Radio joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, simply local, common sense lending for your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.